Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, good evening and happy Friday, ladies and gents. DJ Gas, we listen to WBMG Radio with my guest, talented author Lorraine Carey from the Cayman Islands. Lorraine, are you there? Oh, well, maybe not. Let's see. And we
here.
Also have Becky Robbins. Becky, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, now I didn't hear Lorraine. Are you there?
Hold on, Jeff.
All right, listen, I'm not holding on. I'll be right one more second. It's DJ Gatsby. We got the radio show. We'll listen to music. I'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.
I'm going to try this again. Got these ladies on my show. I know they're nervous. They've been talking about it all week. Lorraine, are you there? Wow. Becky, you there, right?
I'm here. She says she can hear me.
Okay, well, listen, I can't even really worry about that. Anyway, Becky, welcome to the show. Lorraine, I guess, will chime in at any point whenever she gets a connection. She can always hang up and call back. Matter of fact, Lorraine, what's your area code? 803? Oh, Becky, what's your area code?
804.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up on Lorraine. Lorraine, you can try to call back. Anyway, Becky, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being patient. And, you know, working with me as the show got off to a slow start. And anyway, happy Friday, everybody. It's DJ Gatsby. We're here broadcasting live from White Plains, New York. We got Lorraine Carey and Becky Robbins. They're the authors of Camp Cougar. It's an erotic novel that's really, really hot. It's doing great on Amazon. And we got a lot of people who are really, really excited about that book. Lorraine, are you there now?
Yes, can you hear me now, Jeff?
Yeah, I can hear you now. We had a problem with the number that was coming in. It was 11111, and I didn't know how your number was going to show up, so that was the problem I had. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lorraine. She's actually got
great. Thank you for having me, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. You know, but Becky was ready to take the show over and just go running with it. You know, she was ready. She was like, don't worry about Lorraine. I got this.
Of course.
I was so glad to hear Lorraine's voice.
All right,
hi, darling.
Or you'll get nervous. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's Lorraine Carey from Cayman Islands, and Becky, I think, is calling in from Virginia. They're the authors of Camp Cougar, a very exciting book. I just got a copy of it this week. I didn't get a chance to read it. I read some of it, you know, skimming through it, and trying to get a kind of feeling for what the book was about, and it's very exciting. You know, I'm a fan of erotic fiction. I've read some erotic fiction before. A lot of times I haven't even been able to finish it because it gets so hot and steamy. So I first want to start off with Becky. And Becky, just tell the listeners who you are, where you're from, and how you got involved with this project.
Well, my name is Becky Robbins. I'm from New Kent, Virginia. And I met Lorraine on Facebook. And normally I write children's books. So I got her to edit one for me, and I actually wrote a poem called Sex with the Redneck, just joking. And I sent it to her, and she loved it, thought it was funny, and that's when she asked me to be the co-author to Camp Cougar. And
so
I accepted.
You said you wrote a poem called Sex with a Redneck.
Yes. It's a
father thing. Hey, listen, man. The rednecks have sex, too. I get it. You know, they deserve to get their little groove on and get it off.
It started
off
out as a joke.
Oh, big shout out to the rednecks out there having sex. You know, I'm all for them. I'm all for them. That is a great little suggestion. That is a great, great, great little introduction. And you started off writing children's books, and then you wrote a short piece called Sex with a Redneck, and now you're part of the phenomenon known as Camp Cougar with Lorraine Carey. Now, Lorraine, I gave a brief introduction as to who you are. Can you just tell our listeners who you are and where you're from and how you got involved with this project?
Sure. I'm over here in the Caribbean from the Cayman Islands, and as you know, you pretty much covered it. I read Becky's poem, and, you know, I had a vision. I had this vision that I wanted to create funny erotica. You know, I've read a lot of erotica, and, of course, it's serious. You know, I just thought, you know, I want to create, I sort of had a vision of an Animal House for women, you know, and I had this vision in mind of creating something a little bit raunchy, a little bit redneck, and a whole lot of racy. And, you know, that's what I, you know, when I met Becky, I thought, wow, you know, in the Southern Woman, this is exactly who I want for my co-author. So prior to that time, I was writing a lot of, I'm a paranormal author, but I had this vision that I want to write an erotica, a funny erotica. So, you know, the pieces just came together. We worked, you know, through Skype back and forth, her in Virginia and me over here on the islands. But then we decided that we really needed to meet one another. So we flew to Miami and we finished the book in a hotel in Miami. And that in itself is going to be another story because that was a hoot.
All right. Well, you know, that's a fantastic story that you guys actually met and kind of vibed together and decided to write this book. You know, I've talked to you both before the interview to kind of get an idea of what you guys, you know, who you guys are and what you do. You definitely come from two different backgrounds, but I think that brings an extra added spice to the book because you have two different point of views. So I think that's really good. Now, Lorraine, tell us about the book. You know, what is Camp Cougar and what can, you know, the readers expect from that book?
Okay, well, first I want to start off with, it's not your ordinary erotica. It is different. It's edgy. It's funny. Like I said, I had this vision of creating an Animal House for women. I want people to laugh. It's got Southern style. It's got a lot of the Southern lexicon in it. It's got the redneck style in it. I had a vision of creating a character, and I'm going to talk about Leona Patrone. Leona Patrone is what we would call a cyber slut. Okay, and
hold on a second. What is a cyber slut? You got to explain to my listeners, what is that?
I'm going to explain a cyber slut. You know, we all know what cyber sex is. You know, cyber sex is hot right now. You know, it's having sex, you know, virtually online, but not really doing it in the flesh.
Okay.
So this Leona Patrone is a divorced person. She's a divorcee. She's a nympho, and she's a mix of a little bit of Blanche Devereaux from The Golden Girls and a little bit of Samantha Jones from Sex and the City. And she teams up with her friend, which is a sexually repressed housewife who lost her husband, and they get together and they start a cyber dating service. Well, it's cyber dating and it's online, but the funny part is the reason we called it Camp Cougar, because, you know, a cougar is a mature woman who likes young men, what they call cubs. So these two women get together, and they train these mature women who are cougars. Actually, they go to camp. They go to a camp in West Virginia, and they take classes. And they're trained to be these tawdry sex nymphos that charge money and have online sex.
Wait, hold on right there. So
that's
the premise of the story. That's the premise of the story.
The premise.
Two ladies get together, two different backgrounds, and they create a dating service for older women to get young men?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but where did the camp come in? They're training them and they're giving them tips on how to go about doing it?
Yes, actually, because Leona Patrone herself is a sex expert and a nympho, she was doing it, and she had this idea that, you know, we'll charge money, you know, I'll get trainers. She's got sex therapists. She's got women that run a sex shop, and the funny part of the book is, the book has classes where actually, someone that read it said, actually, it's a manual. It's a manual 101 how to have cyber sex. So
wow.
That's where it comes in, you know. But there's also, Jeff, there's also romance. There's humor. There's adventure. So there's a twist in there. There's a lot of twists that the readers, they won't see come until the end.
It's live sex, too. Don't forget about that.
Oh, there's live sex.
I'm
absolutely.
Assuming, yeah.
But
I am assuming.
Talk about the live sex in a minute.
I am assuming somewhere along the line, these instructions have to become a little hands-on at some point.
Yes, for sure.
Hands-on.
Do you want to talk about the live sex?
I'm sure she does. I'm sure she does. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. You listen to WBMG Radio Show. My guests, Lorraine Carey and Becky Robbins, talking about their latest book, Camp Cougars, a racy adult at Southern style adventure. All right, now, so, Lorraine, you just gave me a synopsis of the book and what it's about. And it sounds very interesting. And I can see where some humor could come in here. But, Becky, what is it that you wanted to say about the book? Is there a particular section? Is there a particular activities or episodes that are in the book you want to elaborate on? I think crickets over there now. I'm hearing crickets over there. Wait a minute. Well, I'll tell you what. Right, maybe I answer that question
speechless.
The wrong way. Wait, you know,
that never happened to me. I'm speechless.
Well, wait a minute. You collaborated on the book at some point. So, you know, either you chimed in or you finished off a paragraph. You know, what is your take on the book from your readers? You know, what is the response you've been getting from the book?
Actually, it was a lot of the book we did. You know, I did a lot of the research, not in person, online. I did a lot of the research. And sent it to Lorraine. Lorraine's the writer. I'm basically more of the person that found out the naughty part. Like I said, I did a lot of the research. And both of us working together as far as the humor. The Southern voice is basically mine. Lorraine, like I said, she did all of the writing. And I don't know, Jeff, we just worked well together. It was just like, you know, she would mention something and I would chime in, and I mean, we just really worked well together, and we actually wrote the book pretty quickly as well.
But you
it was
kind of
easy
saying,
for us.
You're saying researching the naughty part, okay? First of all, you know, we're not talking to 3-year-olds here. The naughty part. You mean sexual intercourse, sexual activities? What's the naughty part that you're talking about?
Well, we have actually a scene in there that's a menage a trois, threesome.
You can say that.
And I researched that, sent Lorraine the video. She watched the video, and she wrote the scene.
Okay, so you guys actually had to research.
Yeah, Jeff, I got exhausted just writing about it.
This is an interlude. I can see where you would have to research because you may not be, familiar. And as any professional would do, no matter what your subject matter is, you want to research. You want to, get video, images, and possibly, even more than that to add to the realism of the book. So I get it. So you basically did the research to kind of add some realism and background to the story. Okay.
Yeah, Lorraine and I, like I said, we worked on it really well together. We just clicked right off the bat. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you guys had fun doing that. I mean, I would if I was, looking for videos and saying, hey, call my buddy and say, hey, this is it, this is what I'm talking about, this is the kind of scenes, this is the kind of stuff we want to put in the book, watch this and tell me what you think. Yeah.
Well,
people
really do need to read the book because, like I said, it's not like your basic erotica. It's where erotica is more like sex, sex, sex. Right, Lorraine?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Erotica can be different things to different people. It can be different things to different people. You know, the language that you use, you know, the situations that you put the characters in. So it can be different layers to it. I get it. But so Lorraine, you guys researching, you know, these themes or these activities for the book, and so now you have to, you know, you have to build a story around that. What are some of the other more provocative themes or situations in the book? You know, as you said, obviously there's a menage a trois and threesomes and stuff like that going on. What are some of the other situations that are so humorous about this erotic fiction book?
Well, you know, we have the sexually repressed Phelan Johnson, you know, who teams up with Leona as her co-partner in this business. And, you know, the beginning of the story is really interesting because, you know, Leona, who's our sex nympho, tries to train her friend. And I think one of the best scenes is the beginning of the book where she invites her friend over and has her watch her do a cyber sex video with a guy. And from there, Phelan just kind of, you know, she gets all turned on. And Leona, you know, tries to turn her in, you know, to all this cyber stuff, takes her shopping, buys her sexy lingerie, you know, and introduces her to a whole different world. So, you know, Phelan quickly catches on and performs quite well. But, you know, I don't want to give the story away, but, you know, it leads to romance. You know, the number one rule is that you do not fall for a cub. You know, that it's just for fun, and it's basically just a sex fest. But, you know, one of our cougars in our book falls for a cub, and that's where it gets interesting.
Okay. Now, you guys said you did research on the book. I don't know too much about cougars and you know, what their modus operandi is. I don't know how they move. I don't know how they get their way. But what are some of the rules for a cougar or some do's and don'ts for those ladies that are out there listening who may want to know a little bit more about how that works?
Well, I'll tell you some, and then maybe Becky can chime in. Well, you know, as we know, you know, young women fancy old men, and a lot of times young men have an interest in older women. And the research states that one of the biggest things is that because there's no ties. When a younger man dates and has a fling with an older woman, she's already older. There's less chance of getting pregnant. She's already raised her family. She's not looking to settle down. So it's basically, you know, a sex fling for both parties. She's more mature. She's been around the block. She's, especially if she's trained, you know, as our cougars are, you know, she pretty well, you know, it's not, you know, a lot of the young women today are very self-conscious about their bodies, yet older women, you know, are more comfortable, and they've experimented, they've tried a lot. So, you know, some younger men will say when they've done it with a cougar that it is the best sex that they've ever had.
Oh, okay. You know, I gotta thank you so much for that explanation. You know, I've never heard it explained that way, but I guess it's alive and well and a very popular lifestyle out there. So Becky, what have you learned from researching this book and writing the book with Lorraine about cougars and what, you know, what they do out there? What have you learned?
Well, I know that anywhere, like a mature woman, like somebody like my age or, you know, Lorraine's age or someone like that, or a divorcee or whatever, a lot of women, once they hit 50, they're down on themselves. They don't feel pretty. They don't feel sexual. But a cougar is a totally different woman. And this book is trying to, and you don't have to be a cougar. That's just, you know, what they call mature women that, you know, or like to date younger men. But it's a book to let mature women know that, you know, life is not over after 60. You can be beautiful. You can be sexual. you can be in your 20s again, you know, and having basically like, and it doesn't even have to be a younger man. That's just what the book is about. But it's just about a mature woman feeling beautiful. And just because she's gone through menopause or whatever, she's still beautiful. Just because she has some wrinkles, you know, but, you know, it doesn't matter. She's still beautiful. And
you know, the book, I don't want to cut you off, but it sounds like the book is empowering women at the same time, you know, giving them an opportunity to, you know, address their sexuality and or, you know, reassess their situation in life. It sounds very empowering and also informative. Now, what has been, this is for you, Lorraine, what has been, you know, some of the reaction from the women who've read this book? You know, I've seen some of the reviews on Amazon, great reviews. What have been some of the reactions that you've gotten from the women who've read this book?
Well, if you want me to be personally frank, which I always am, and I'm always one to tell
you. Listen, this is DJ Gatton, so there's no other way to be.
One of the biggest
things
was that, okay, good, it's good to hear. We've got validation now. This is proof. Yes, I have done it, and I have women call me or message me and say, you know what, this is spot on. Thank you, because we thought, you know, there was the social media, and there was a big taboo, you know, with Demi Moore and Cher and everybody that, okay, it's bad to be a cougar. Well, this book kind of gives it validation because women can identify. You know, I've dated a younger man or I've talked to a younger man online. We've done sexting. You know what? It's normal. Thank you for letting us know that it's okay. And so that's what I've been getting.
Wow, that's great. That's great. I love the character. One is more experienced than Nympho. And the other one's a little, you know, repressed. She's probably a little not as experienced and doesn't really fully enjoy her sexuality or, you know, her lack of it. Now, what about the men? What has the response been to some of the men? Because yeah, I talked to you before the interview. You said, you know, men are inboxing you and men have all kind of questions for you. What has been the response? You guys are laughing.
Well,
okay,
we know
men have no filter. They don't care. You know, online and cyber, they don't care. They'll just say and do anything and just to get attention. And you know, what has been the response from some of the men, you know, who you talked to?
Well, you know, we wrote this book, our target audience was for women, you know, middle-aged to mature women. But, you know, this book really surprisingly, it's been a real turn-on, and I'm going to say a turn-on for men. Men are loving this book. You know, and one
Absolutely.
Man said that, you know, that he's going to buy it, and every man should buy it for their partner, their lover, their wife, their girlfriend, because this book actually, there's a section, you know, and not every woman knows how to really turn a man on or turn herself on, and it's covered in this book. So, yeah, men are loving it. Becky, if you want to add anything to that, go right ahead.
Yeah, Becky,
we had one review that said it wasn't on Amazon, but the reader did say that Camp Cougar is a book that every man should take to bed with him.
Along with a woman, I hope that he's just not going to bed with the book. But he's got a woman with him. No, the book is good, but it can't be that good. Well, I'm not going to say that. But, yeah, I get it. It's a book every man should take to bed with him. And gentlemen, if you're out there, try to have a woman with you when you take Camp Cougar. It may just help. Well, again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby, WB Media Group. We're here with Lorraine Carey and Becky Robbins, author of the best-selling book. Great. You know, this is one of the very few books that I've seen on Amazon with all 5-star ratings on their reviews. Every single review is a 5-star review for this book, and you know, they deserve to handle a round of applause themselves. It's very rarely do you see that. Since everyone who's read this book has been happy with it and took the time to review it, and give you guys a 5-star review. Now, one of you guys said you, I think Lorraine, you're going to read a chapter or a portion of the book. Just chill out, read this. Now, but before we do that, do you guys plan on writing a part two? Is there going to be another chapter to this book? You know, what can your readers look forward to? Is there a sequel or this a standalone book? What do you think?
Becky, I'll let Becky answer that. Becky, you had go ahead and chime in.
Oh, yes, we're going to do a sequel. It's going to be more basically geared towards the live action sex than the cyber sex. It's going to be a lot of romance. It's going to be a lot of twists. It's going to be a lot of humor. It's going to be – Lorraine, you go ahead.
Okay.
It's going to be bigger,
Leona –
stronger, I get it.
The book, in the end, the book leaves off to where you know there's going to be a sequel. So,
Hold on. I have a caller. Let's see if there's somebody calling to speak to you guys. Hold on.
Sure.
All right, we have a caller that's calling in from the 804 area code. You have a question or comment for Lorraine and Becky? Sometimes you have people just listening.
Sure,
if you had somebody who's just listening. All right, so there is going to be a part two of the book. That's good news.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We just couldn't leave it off. You guys make a great team, and it sounds like a fantastic book. Individually, you guys had your own writing careers before you did this collaboration. Becky, in your solo writing career, what plans do you have for the future, and you know, what can your readers look forward to in 2017?
Well, as far as, I mean, I'm just looking forward to working with Lorraine on the sequel.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
Yes. Okay, so no more children's books for you. I get it. Your children book writing is on hiatus for right now. I get it.
But actually, believe it or not, and I mean, writing a children's book is more complicated than writing an adult book.
Okay.
And found that out because when you write a children's book, you have to get in the child's mindset, you know, to get your mind the way the child thinks.
I get it. Listen, we don't want to go off topic. I just asked a quick question. We don't need to go off topic. Lorraine, were writing before you did this collaboration. What can we look for in 2017 from you and your solo writing career?
Yes, I am. I am currently writing a paranormal series called The Women of the Willowwood. The Good Teacher, Book One, has already been out. I have been picked up by a publishing company called EMSA Publishing, which I'm really, really proud of. And I currently have finished book two. I'm doing content editing. There will be a book three. But after book two, I will start with Becky on the book two to the Camp Cougar series. But I will continue also with my paranormal genre.
Okay. Well, listen. Congratulations, with the book that you have.
Thank you.
Both of you are very talented. I'm looking forward to your next project working together as well. I wanted you to read something. You can probably close us out with that. But, Becky, is there anything you want to say to your fans, friends, and family before we go? It is the holiday season. Anything you want to say to your family, fans, and friends out there, your readers?
Yes, I just want to thank everyone for their support. And for putting up with all of my posts, you know, for Camp Cougar on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. I mean, Lorraine and I have really basically done all the promotions ourselves. Lorraine's great at doing the promos. I'm sure a lot of
you've
seen them. I mean, she does really good with the promos. But I just want to thank everybody for their support and for putting up with it. So. Thank you.
All right, and Lorraine, what about you? You know, your supporters, your readers, and fans.
Oh my
that are
gosh!
You.
I want to thank everybody. We've had overwhelming support. You know, I've got a lot of author friends who've shared and supported, and people have bought the book, and I want to just thank everybody. I mean, I, you know what? And I have to say, it's been an overwhelming success. So thanks to all the fans out there and my author friends. I love you all. And if you'd like me to close out, I would just have a really short excerpt that I'll read if you'd like, Jeff.
Well, absolutely. Again, once again, it's DJ Gaffney, WMB, MG Radio, it's DJ Gaffney Show. I guess with Lorraine Carey, Becky Roberts. And Lorraine is going to read a short excerpt from their latest book, Camp Cougar, A Racy Adult Adventure, Southern Style. So, Lorraine, go right ahead.
Okay. This is from Chapter 8, called In the Mood, and the excerpt that I'm going to read, the women are being trained at camp. They are in a classroom with our nympho, Leona Patron, as the teacher. So I'm going to read a short excerpt as she's teaching from the classroom called In the Mood, and you will hear me read in the voice of Leona Patron when she is speaking. So here we go. Hopefully this is, you know, this is an 18-plus excerpt, so here we go, people. Now throw away those granny panties, ladies. Start wearing sexy lingerie around the house and you will see how to improve your overall image and get you fired up to show it off to your special client. Leona held up a red teddy with black piping. Everyone got to stretch for a 15-minute break. Some of the ladies were looking over the outfits that were on the rack in the front of the classroom. Leona was now ready to continue with the session. Now, how many of y'all know what sexting is? She gazed around the room as only a few hands went up. Okay, let me tell you, ladies, if you're going to play with these young men, you better learn this and you better know it well. It's today's written foreplay. I want you to look at the third page of your handout, ladies, on sexting. Faye Lynn Johnson pulled up the next slide. Before your cyber sessions or any live sessions, you will want to message each other back and forth. It can be through an email or some form of social media. Whichever you choose, it is the buildup, the anticipation, the playful banter that will prove to have both of you hornier than a sailor on shore leave. Your sexting should take place at least over a course of 48 hours or more to meeting that cub, online or in person. Leona instructed the ladies to look at some of the hashtags that are commonly used in sexting today. There were at least 25 they had to learn and start using. Catherine shook her head. I had no idea. I'll have to make some index cards and have them handy by the computer. Listen, ladies, once y'all start using these, it'll come naturally. Or let me say, it will help you come, if you get my point, Leona jested. One hashtag that I have created myself and most proud of is hashtag ADS, which means another dick satisfied. I hope to see this in all your messages after your successful sessions, ladies. It is our motto, so to speak. So I'm going to end, and that is something that Leona Patron is very satisfied. She likes to see every dick satisfied. So there was the excerpt.
I love the accent. You know, I felt like I'm watching a play. I love the way it's written. And I love the way you read it. You know, you
thank
did a
you,
great
Jeff.
Job. First, you guys got to come back on the show another time. But this really short one. We got here just 30 minutes today. But Lorraine, you did great. Becky, you did fine as well. You guys were kind of apprehensive and looking forward to the show. But you see, it's a great interview. I really stress the book as well as give you an opportunity to talk about who you are and what you do. I can't wait for part two of the book. That's just it. I'm just starting this one, but I can see now from the discussion we had here, it is a very, very interesting read, and it probably gets better and better as you go along. So, I just want to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad to everybody that's out there. I know you guys got the holidays coming up. Any last words you want to have, Lorraine and or Becky, before we go?
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks for listening. And thank you, Jeff. It was an honor to be here today.
Yes, thank you, Jeff, so much. And Leona, she would like to wish and tell everyone out there to stay horny.
Always.
Stay horny. This is the holiday season, I'm sure. Horny. This is the time of the year to be merry and happy. Hope everybody's bringing the new year in with a bang. And again, make sure you go out and get that book, Camp Cooper, by L.A. Carey and R.A. Robbins. Ladies, we'll definitely talk again. I'll get you back on the show. And again, everybody, thanks for listening. And don't forget to join me next Wednesday, December 21st. And my guest is going to be a very, very prominent writer. LaTanya Brandy is going to be my guest. All right, so good night, ladies and gents. Lorraine.
Night, all. Good night, Jeff.
I wake. Okay, bye-bye.
Night, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Beck. Bye-bye, Lorraine.
Bye.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuss. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hill list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse and a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh. Your white horse and a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need.